In 1642, as civil war engulfed England, a premature, fatherless boy was born in a modest Lincolnshire farmhouse. So tiny that he could fit into a quart pot, Isaac Newton seemed unlikely to survive, let alone transform human understanding. Yet this solitary child, abandoned by his mother at age 3 when she remarried, would one day explain why apples fall, planets orbit, and tides rise. Before Newton, the cosmos was a mystical realm. After him, it became a mathematical system governed by universal laws. While we now casually speak of gravity and inertia as if they were always known, these concepts emerged from Newton's singular mind during a period of intense isolation. What's perhaps most fascinating about this scientific titan is the contradiction at his core. The man who gave us mechanical physics was deeply mystical, never fully separating matter from God, spending as much time studying alchemy and biblical prophecy as he did mathematics and motion. Newton's childhood was marked by rejection and anger. When his mother Hannah returned after remarrying, bringing 3 new children, she found a 10-year-old consumed by rage. His childhood notebook listed sins, including threats to burn his step-parents' house and attacking his sister. At King's School, he carved intricate drawings while enduring mockery from classmates. Resistant to farm work, Newton neglected his duties managing the family estate at 16, preferring to build water wheels and read while livestock damaged neighboring fields. His academic promise convinced his uncle and former teacher to support his entrance to Cambridge's Trinity College in 1661, where, despite his family's wealth, he entered as a subsizer, the lowest rank serving wealthier students. At Cambridge, Newton encountered Aristotle's view that motion encompassed all change, from ripening fruit to falling objects, each seeking its natural place. Rejecting this unmeasurable philosophy, he wrote, "Plato is my friend, Aristotle is my friend, but truth my greater friend." He approached knowledge through questions, wondering if matter consisted of atoms, if space were infinite, and if gravity could be measured. When plague closed Cambridge in 1665, Newton returned to Woolsthorpe for what would become history's most extraordinary period of scientific creation. In isolation, the 23-year-old transformed himself into the world's leading mathematician, establishing the foundations for calculus, optics, and mechanics. Newton's success stemmed from his infinite patience. He described truth as the offspring of silence and meditation, keeping subjects before him until understanding dawned. Mathematics particularly suited him. Its answers could be verified without public debate. While Descartes avoided infinity, Newton embraced it. He tackled the infinitesimal, quantities smaller than any finite value yet not zero. Using O as his symbol for vanishing increments, he developed methods for finding curved tangents through infinitesimal distances. His crucial insight was recognizing differentiation and integration as inverse operations, unifying concepts like time and space, speed and distance. Working in solitude at 24, Newton created mathematical tools that would enable measuring dynamics and mathematicizing nature. His framework of fluence, changing quantities, and fluxions, rates of change, based on continuous change, became the foundation of calculus. Newton investigated light's properties through dangerous self-experimentation. He inserted a bodkin between his eyeball and socket, documenting the white, darken, and colored circles that appeared. He also stared at the sun's reflection to study after images, which he found he could recreate through mental concentration. These experiments temporarily damaged his vision, forcing him to spend 3 days recovering in darkness. In 1672, Newton reported his groundbreaking optical discoveries to the Royal Society. 6 years earlier, he had observed sunlight through a prism, creating an elongated rainbow spectrum, not circular as expected, but 5 times longer than wide. Through further experiments with 2 prisms, he proved that different colors bent at distinct angles, with blue light refracting more than red. Most significantly, he showed that white light wasn't pure, but a mixture of different rays, and prisms merely separated these existing components rather than creating colors. This discovery challenged Aristotle's traditional theory that colors were modifications of white light, igniting controversy with Robert Hooke and other traditionalists. Though renowned for physics, Newton secretly devoted decades to alchemy, becoming Europe's leading alchemical experimenter by his 30s. His encrypted notebooks revealed his quest to find philosophical mercury, which he saw as a fundamental principle in all metals. Newton approached alchemy with scientific rigor, precisely measuring his experiments. However, mercury exposure likely contributed to his later mental instability. Unlike mechanistic philosophers, he sought unified causes, believing God had embedded mysterious principles in nature. His organic vision emphasized alchemical cycles of death and rebirth, driven by an active spirit he associated with light. As he wrote, "Just as the world was created from dark chaos through light, so our work brings forth the beginning out of black chaos and its first matter." For Newton, rational science and mystical alchemy were complementary pursuits in understanding divine creation. In 1684, when Edmund Halley asked Newton about the curve a planet would follow under an inverse square law of attraction, Newton's immediate response, an ellipse, sparked a revolutionary breakthrough. This led Newton to create the Principia, abandoning his other pursuits to develop a comprehensive mathematical system explaining universal motion. He worked intensely, often standing at his desk for hours, rarely leaving his room except for distracted walks. The Principia established three fundamental laws of motion: inertia, force equals mass times acceleration, and equal and opposite reactions. From these, Newton derived his theory of universal gravitation. Every particle of matter attracts every other particle with a force proportional to their masses and inversely proportional to the square of their distance. This elegant principle unified terrestrial and celestial physics, explaining diverse phenomena from falling apples to planetary orbits, cometary paths, and ocean tides. As Newton noted, even the moon gravitates toward the Earth and by the force of gravity is always drawn back from rectilinear motion and kept in its orbit. By century's end, Newton's reputation rested primarily on the Principia. His genius was widely recognized. Johann Bernoulli identified Newton's anonymous geometry solution as ex unge leonem, the lion by his claw, while Leibniz declared him the better half of mathematical history. As warden of the mint from 1696, Newton transformed a ceremonial role into one of active management, pursuing counterfeiters and standardizing British currency. This earned him knighthood in 1705. Following Hooke's death in 1703, Newton led the Royal Society and finally published Optics, revealing his long-withheld work on light and color. He died in 1727, leaving $31,821 but no will. His papers revealed to Keynes not a pure rationalist, but the last of the magicians, the last of the Babylonians and Sumerians. His greatest legacy was proving the universe operates by mathematical laws discoverable by human minds. As Newton humbly noted, "To explain all nature is too difficult a task for any one man or even for any one age. 'Tis much better to do a little with certainty and leave the rest for others that come after you."